Today we're going to talk about Plain Jane using the immunity potion, and we all redefine what we think art is. Oh, that's our clickbait intro. Hi, I'm Annie.
They might just think that was stupid who thought Plain Jane got eliminated instead of the one who actually got eliminated. I'm Minty, the thinker.
To be fair, they both did have the same outfit, and it's a fun title where we serve every podcast with an F you.
So we start off with the mini challenge.
For season 16, episode 9. That's right, I interrupted your spit take by putting it slobber everywhere. La, 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 la.
I hate spit takes.
Oh, it's not funny.
Like, maybe it was funny back then, whatever time period that was. Or maybe because those are the only jokes that exist.
That was the only joke RuPaul had the old telly when it was still black and white and the size of an inch.
So I was just like, and you had to watch it like 9 fucking times? Them doing the same shit?
I did think the jokes that RuPaul gave were a little funny. You gotta admit that.
Some of them were funny.
The Nymphia, you have to do Snatch Game again. Because I think we all knew Nymphia was the worst.
But she wasn't bottom two.
Because her outfit saved her.
Yeah, but I still feel like you should have given that comment to Morphine. She actually lip-synced for it.
I forget what the Morphine had, but they should have said, like, Morphine, your BBC, it expired.
BBL.
BBL. Oh, BBC something else.
Something way different.
Way different. It can't expire that, baby.
That would have been Sophia's comment.
Yeah, Sophia only had, like, the only different one, but she didn't do a spit take. She kind of just, the whole thing came out.
I think she got thrown off.
She really was like, I am not Tsunami Muse's daddy.
That was funny, yeah.
Yeah, but Nymphia won. It's like, banana.
Banana.
I'm glad
banana.
Something came out of that tragedy. Kind of like how Brooklyn Heights got that host job after butchering Snatch Game.
And now a whole line of Celine Dion jokes are now in her repertoire.
Then we go to the main challenge of See You Next Wednesday, girl. Where they have to have a Neo Goth look. I thought, for the most part, the construction phase of this was pretty interesting.
I did not care for it because I think most of the looks weren't that good. I'm also not a goth fan. I'm not a fan of, like, just black. But I also think white and gray is not goth.
Well, it's weird because we watched Dragula 10,000 years ago when it was still free somewhere, and now it's, like, behind a paywall, so we can't watch the newest seasons. So I forgot my roots of what goth means, but I think you can wear white. Like, you know how Wednesday Addams, she wears a little pilgrim outfit with a mostly black dress but a white collar.
Okay, but like, let's talk about like Q's look, right?
Alright.
That was mostly white.
She looked like a really weird baby.
Look, I think she looked very cool. She looked like a haunted doll.
She looks like she should have been the mom of Sugar and Spice in that one challenge.
Oh, yeah. But it was like not goth for me.
Yeah, too much white.
Too much white.
So I was really surprised that Q won that when it wasn't really even constructed well.
We don't know nothing about sewing. We don't know nothing about, like, is it hard to sew liner? Is it hard to sew extra ruffles? I mean, it could be. I have no idea.
I hate when the people draw on that stupid little wispy hair on top.
I know. Who does that?
Why sickles. Is
that people couldn't buy wigs.
Moving on to the order where they appeared on screen during the beginning of the episode.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, when they come out, I write down the name because I don't forget them.
Why don't you just do it by runway?
Because if I had to write down the name and the runway look, where would the time go?
Oh my god.
Next one is Nymphia, who had a struggle bus. Ooh, I don't know what goth is. If anything's not yellow, I don't know what to do.
Is she playing a game or is she just like Asian humble?
You know, if she wasn't trying to teach people Chinese, I would say that she was being Asian humble, but I think she's mind game fucking everyone.
I totally forgot about that whole Mandarin thing.
Like, Morphine, I'll teach you some Chinese. It's like, let's not do that here.
Chinese is super hard to learn. Like, you can't just pronounce it. You have to have the pitch with it.
So, overall, I like Nymphia's look. It was a little slapdash. The veil could have been prettier.
I do agree, but I still think Nymphia should have won this challenge.
Oh, yeah, she was the epitome of what our definition of Morticia Addams is.
Yes, like, that's what Morticia would wear to her wedding.
I kind of wish someone came as Gomez, you know, like a dragged up version of Gomez from Addams Family.
I do kind of think about the idea of pants, because goth and pants go together in my mind, but I don't know how Drag Race feels about pants. Like, sometimes they're okay with pants and sometimes they're not. Like, they were okay with Lux Noir London's zebra pants. But I was like, I don't know. So maybe, I guess if she made her own pants, they don't have allowed it.
Yeah, I remember one time it was like going gaga and crazy over the fact that someone made pants.
Right.
Hey, wait. Did that bitch later on, did the one person make that pants, or was that another, oh, I sold the inner lining?
What?
There's one other contestant. I don't want to skip the order that I have, but she's wearing pants. Did she make those pants?
I'm not sure.
Why right? Like,
maybe.
Oh, well. Moving on to Morphine Dion Schleen Lady BBL.
I think it is goth.
Okay, what look is that? If I wish it was going for more of a broken, jagged look, but instead it looked like we sewed a bunch of fabric onto a dress.
See, what it looks like to me is a mushroom outfit. Like, you're having little mushrooms come out, like, kind of like Evie Oddly's All-Star 7 glow-up look. But otherwise, I was like, I don't like the faux leather. I didn't like the faux leather be at the bottom. Like, it looked cohesive with, like, the, I called them the mushrooms.
It just doesn't look goth. You know, like, did they not give you any time to go on Pinterest and look up goth aesthetic?
That almost kind of felt like Little Black Dress.
Yeah, right? Like, just a black... Speaking of, that's just a black dress. No offense. Hey, Minty, don't get mad. I think Dawn didn't have a goth look. I think that was just a black dress.
That was totally a goth outfit.
How, what made it goth? A feather headband?
It was black. It was nothing you've seen before. It had shape. It was beautiful. Now, I feel like the execution could have gone better. Like, I think she should have made the hoops bigger. And, like, it was supposed to be a chandelier.
What?
So there was supposed to be, like, jewels dripping from the hoop.
Well, I would think the same thing. She should have taken some chains from Plain Jane.
Right, but I don't remember seeing that. I mean, if it did, having black on black wasn't gonna work. I wish she had sheer outfit or fabric like Maya did to help the black on black show on each other.
Yeah, also controversial. I think it was too early to bring back the elf ears, especially if it wasn't, like, pierced to the gods for that chandelier look.
I thought so too, because it's like, you gotta use it sparingly. I think Dawn should be allowed to use the elf ears every time, because it's not like, it's not something she relies on. It's not something you really look into, right? But I will say, like, for the polka outfit, don't have the elf ears, which she didn't, so that was fine. But I don't know why she just can't have elf ears. It's not that big of a deal.
Isn't it ironic that Dawn said, hey, Plasma, don't do the same shit, and then Dawn came on the elf ears?
How dare you?
I mean, we didn't watch the untucked, but I wonder if Dawn was mad about the fact that she, I don't know, wasn't on the track of winning this challenge.
She could have won. She honestly could have won. I think she is a damn good seamstress, and I think she has her own perspective on fashion that, like, because she does things differently and well, it can be, like, avant-garde.
Moving on to Plain Jane. I'm not sure this was goth. It seemed more like punk. We'll just have a lot, bunch of shredded fabric.
Yes, I agree. I thought it was just, like, something you would see on a concert, which is good, but not for goth. And I wish, like, she had the top part separate from the rest of her body. I wish it was higher to show a little bit of skin and maybe, like, some underboob.
Yeah, because she had, like, the top and bottom separate and a little belt, but because the belt was so big, we couldn't tell that there were three different pieces unless she twisted her body.
Right, like, I needed, like, I don't know, something to break the line. It just felt like a big blob, and I don't know. Underboob is very sexy, but not many people do it.
Hey, that's true. Plain didn't really pad this time.
Yeah, and she's known for padding.
Like, burger fingers.
Oh my god. I never want to hear burger fingers again.
Alright, let's get to the three controversial looks of this season. Or this episode, I should say. So, we have Sophia. And I was surprised she was on the top.
I was surprised so many people online also liked her look.
They did?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think that white fabric she had was ugly. I don't like it. It was too much of it. And then she had, like, a weird slit. Like, just popping out. And it was like...
Like that Victorian dress kind of slit opening.
Yeah, but it didn't make sense to me.
I forget the name. She kind of gave me the vibe of Elvira.
Oh, okay.
But just because of the hair and the kind of the mother kind of look. Like,
I can see that, yeah.
But I can't believe, like, oh, you're so funny when you came on that performance. Like, how about the fact that the dress is really basic? Anyone gonna talk about that?
Yeah, I didn't care for that look.
And then she even has, like, I don't know what goth is. I'm just gonna do Sophia. It's like, okay.
Which is fine, I think, for the most part. I just didn't like the outfits, though. I wish she had chose different fabric. Or reverse them.
I wish she worked on her own damn outfit instead of working on two dresses.
Okay, let's talk about Maya's one. Because if you're going to talk about someone who made someone else's complete dress, and it's like, oh my god, and then, like, Maya had, like, all this huge confidence, didn't you expect more than just a tube dress?
You expect a lot more than just a leather dress and some birds you glued on.
Like, I understand Sophia had to make two dresses, but I wouldn't have expected, like, Maya to, like, be dressed for the gods in a sense.
You know when Maya's like, oh, Sophia only made this part, but I did literally everything else. Do you think that's Maya being full of herself or trying not to get in trouble with the judges?
Good question.
Because it's interesting, like, most of the times when, like, that happens, the girl who actually made it, like, oh, wait, you're not giving me any credit. But it didn't seem like Sophia gave a shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some people, it's just being like, oh, black girls help black girls, you know? And I'm like, I don't know. Sometimes you gotta let them sink or swim.
I don't know. We don't want to be the next Roxy Andrews, you know?
Ouch. So it's just like, geez, Maya, I was expecting you more. I mean, I get that she had, like, the opaque dress in front, sheer dress in back, but you didn't really get to see a lot of the sheer part.
You know what would help? If we didn't have the long ass hair in the back.
Yeah. Why not reverse them?
Yeah.
Why even have the sheer part in the back? No one looks at you from the back.
More birds. We need more birds.
If that like mermaid part was all feathers, that would be cool.
You know what would be funny? If she glued a bunch of birds on it and it was standing, you know? Like maybe like they look like the birds were carrying the train.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Hella gaw.
Hella gaw.
But no, yeah, it's a very basic look, and like they said, closed off the neck so she looked very frumpy. Because you know what? Sophia wasn't making a dress for her body type. She was making a dress for how she knows how to make a dress.
I know, I was thinking that. I was like, I wonder if it would look good on Sophia.
There's a theory that the producer's like, hey, Michelle Visage, I need you to point out the fact that she did not make this dress.
There's very strong theories and evidence that like everyone who's like, you know, like the cameraman, the sound people, the producers, they're watching the queens and then telling the judges to bring certain things up. For example, like Maya's dressmaking skills, or maybe like whatever they're insecure about, or like, oh, point out that they worked really hard on this and that it looks, I think, good or bad, just and to have a complete storyline.
That's how we win an Emmy.
And that's how you win the Emmy.
So Maya was on the bottom because they were like, no, you did not make this dress and you look bad in it.
Yeah, honestly, it was so plain. But then you got a Plasma who made her own outfit.
Do you think Dawn sabotaged Plasma by saying, don't go with the Hollywood glam silhouette?
I do not think Dawn sabotaged Plasma. Not because I'm just a Dawn obsessed fan. I think it's because, to me, Dawn gave an advice that actually made sense. Because versatility is very important to have on the show, and design challenges are a good way to go out of the box in that way. Because if Dawn looked at her other outfits and said, oh my god, they're all old-fashioned glam, this is my chance to do something different. And in no way did Dawn play any mind games or twist her arm around.
It's called a Dawn Dick Ducker, by the way.
A what?
A Dawn Dick Ducker.
What does that mean?
That means you stuck on that dick. It's the duck on the Dawn bottle.
It's a duck on the Dawn bottle?
And then, like, the oil spill happened and like, oh, Dawn Disso can watch baby ducks.
You have so many references and you have one fucking joke and I'm supposed to know all of them. Holy shit.
No, okay, yeah. Because I don't know why this, like, kept getting Plasma drama. I cut you off so you didn't call me an idiot. Like, that one and the plain Jane are like, you stole my outfit look.
That was stupid. Because if Plasma has no idea what plain Jane's look looks like, she can't be copying anything.
And I feel like you both had the same idea. Maybe you both have a very basic idea. But well, she didn't. It was a really weird 80s glam look. But no way was goth.
No way was it goth. That was like Freddie Mercury on stage kind of look, which you do not relate with goth to.
Did she have like the Bob the Drag Queen patterns on the shirt?
The houndstooth, yeah.
Okay. Why was that in the fabric wall?
The producers will put in fabrics that don't match the criteria just so that people can fail.
Like, don't fall for the trap. You have chosen poorly.
I mean, essentially, yes.
No, and I think it's unfair that the wig was super long. They're like, that's Cher. It's like, no, that's also Morticia Adams from Adams Family.
It's just hair.
It's just hair.
But I think it's because she's doing that time period.
Oh, gotcha.
Maybe I made it seem like Cher. And I was like, should she have... You know what I realized? When they had the Thousand Nights of Cher, she had this like black, dark, edgy outfit. She could have gone something like that, especially if she had that hair.
Definitely no one did emo bangs.
Emo, goth, punk. There's an overlap, but they are separate categories.
You know how queens, they post on the social media what they would have done for the challenge?
Yes.
I would love to see Megami's shitty take.
I would never. Never.
So, in the end, Plasma and Maya went on the bottom because of the storyline of someone who made the outfit from scratch and did bad, and someone who had someone else make the outfit did bad.
Nothing you do is ever gonna get you on top unless you're somehow cute.
There's that theory, right? Like, there's so many design challenges because this was filmed or written during the writer's strike. And I think that's unfair for these contestants. Because, like, it is unfair that there's so many design challenges when, like, you're gonna have the same tops and you're gonna have the same bottoms.
That does explain why the Sound of Rouge. Because I told you before, it made weird that they would go back to, like, an old franchise.
Mm.
But then they did that because, I guess, like, the producers are well known to that. And they changed the script to be totally generic.
RuPaul had to write it. She's like, I'll write something I know.
You know what's weird? Isn't the next one, like, a music video thing?
Yeah, it's a girl group.
But I was watching RuPaul's shorts and they already had a girl group.
I mean, they dip their toes in the same pond every so often.
But I just mean, like, the writer's strike had much bigger implications than you think, right?
Yeah, they have much bigger role, right?
Like you think, like, oh, not for reality TV. But one, that shit's scripted as hell. And two, they have to make scripts for them to challenge to.
Yeah. You know, goddamn, we need another acting challenge, but I'm afraid we're not gonna get that.
Is that also why RDR Live was bad?
That could be it. So, they lip-sync to the song Bloody Mary by Lady Gaga, but the fast TikTok version, not the shitty slow version.
Why the TikTok version?
Everyone said there's no way the TikTok Queen of Flips was gonna lose to a TikTok version.
But, like, it took me out of it.
Yeah.
Because the whole point of lip syncing is to embody the diva who's singing the song. But if you make it TikTok version, then what are you embodying? A 12-year-old girl dancing in her bedroom?
I think it's hard to, because, like, the TikTok version, like, there's already a dance to the TikTok version, so you have to make sure you don't copy the same dance.
I mean, that's the problem for every song, though, right? Because you can't copy the music video either.
I guess so. Although, I feel like some exceptions should be made. I know, like, in that video we watched all the time, like, no, number one rule, you don't copy the dance. But, like, single ladies, you should have been able to.
I mean, if they have an iconic move, you should incorporate it, not, like, rely on it.
Yeah.
But you gotta have, like, a few seconds of reference.
Now, I don't know, because I'm a plasma pussy pucker, but I think it was insane that Maya won after doing so many gross dance moves.
Honestly, I think Plasma should have won too. I hate, and I've said this since her talent show, when all she does is stick her legs up in the air and shakes it. Looks gross, it's disgusting, and it just makes her look like a baby flopping over. I mean, I'm sure maybe it's physically challenging, but just like as a dance, it's stupid.
I don't know, Tia Coffey could do it. She can do it, you know.
If Tia Coffey can dance, so can Maya.
Yeah. Look, it was gross, and like, I really think Plasma really had some sexy poses while Maya was just kind of frantic.
And I cannot believe they let Plasma go.
I cannot believe.
Because Maya, her third time in the bottom, she didn't even do the challenge. Like, why are you keeping her? The only thing I can think of is that you're gonna have your lip sync Lollapalooza and use that to eliminate Maya when she's such a shitty queen that you could have eliminated her at any time in this challenge or season.
But we digress that we can't do anything. Plasma's going home. She's gonna make a bunch of YouTube videos now.
She has started. They're very high production. I mean, I like her Don't Rain on My Parade one. That one was really good because she actually sings that one.
So you're good for you and your YouTube career. And I'm sure that Maya, when she goes home next week inevitably, she can go back to her like hair.
I wish that was Geneva Carr.
Fuck!
Also, Maya's not gonna lose a dancing challenge.
I don't know. Like we said, TikTok dancing is different from choreographed dancing.
I guess.
Till next time. Bye.